other men do.
Welcome back, everybody, to Ask the Stripper. We are back. You guys wouldn't notice, but we took a hiatus. You know, this isn't tons of work, but you know, it is the work we need to take time for our personal lives. But we are back, and one of us, what?
Go ahead.
One of us didn't want to wake up this morning, and the other one just woke up.
It was me. I just woke up. I forgot I was doing this thing, and I just woke up.
I was going to let them guess.
I feel like, based on if anyone's been listening, they would know that it was me that had a hard time waking up. You seem to have your shit together.
Well, I appreciate that. I've been actually waking up at 4 o'clock this in the morning.
That's disgusting.
Week. Yeah, I've been like getting super tired at 11 o'clock at night. And then at 4 o'clock, wake up.
Someday I'd love to be that person. Right now, I usually go to sleep often around 4. Because of my work schedule, and it takes several hours to like wind down after you've been at a club till 2 a.m. with like unts like
well, and you're always moving, so you know you have that
yeah
energy too.
Yeah, the energy, you know, takes a while to need to take a bath and watch some TV shows, and takes me a couple hours, I feel like. And most girls I've talked to, a lot of girls who need that time to get the club out of their head.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And you were saying that when you woke up, you looked in the mirror, and that kind of gave you an idea for today's.
Yeah. Yeah. Today, topic. I rolled out of bed and realized I was late and that I was going to have to go looking the way that I do. And it got me thinking about the importance of your appearance in the industry that I'm in. And the importance of appearance even as a woman before I became a dancer, and how the ways in which I noticed these things were really important, and the ways I've internalized those things, and that, you know, it's still something I, you know, am pushed even more towards today, because, you know, I'm in it, my money is dependent on how I look. So one of the first things I thought I'd talk about was to reveal some of the things I've done to make myself look a certain way.
Okay.
And what that entails, like, physically and financially. This is something I've tried to talk to people about when, you know, when we talk about the discrepancy in what I make versus what, like, a bouncer makes. And sometimes these are some of the things I point out that I'm like, dude, you want to come do this? You want to come, like, do this?
Yeah.
And, like, and do what it takes to look the way that a lot of us do, you know? Like, so that's one, just one thing on the list of reasons why I don't feel like I should feel bad that I get paid so well.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't never feel bad, because it's
you
a lot of work.
You don't think so? No. It is a lot of work, but I guess I do feel bad, because I'm like, well, they do a lot of work too. You know what I mean? And so I don't want to discredit what they're doing. And it's almost like there's no way for me to justify what I'm making without discrediting what they do, which I don't want to do that. But I guess I'm trying to credit more what I'm doing and say, well, I do have to do a lot of things to be able to be successful here. Anyway, so, to those things, yeah. I have had to do, and I guess I didn't have to do, but if I wanted to stay, you know, in the industry making money with the level of success I expect from myself, these are some of the things I felt inclined to do, which are, I've had a nose job. That was many years ago. He's looking at me now, like,
not judging, just looking.
Okay. I didn't think judging, just like curiosity. You're like, oh, well, now I wonder if I can notice. So I've had a nose job, which was, you know, very pricey. And just this year, I was going to think about I had a skin treatment that was $1,500. And also I ended up having to take like a month off for it, because it took so long for my skin to heal. It was a very intense laser resurfacing kind of thing. And speaking of skin, I've had to go on Accutane, even though, like, I'm, you know, in my 30s, I've always struggled with acne, And so ended up having, you know, realizing that at my job, like, I needed my skin to look somewhat okay and not just be, you know, have constant acne. Went on Accutane, which causes like joint pain and suicidal tendencies, and it's insane. And it was like, I think it was at least $400 or $500 a month for 6 months of that treatment.
Yeah, those aren't additional problems you need as a dancer at all.
Right?
Yeah.
or as a person at all. Yeah. But you know, if your skin gets to a certain point, you're like, well, I'll take the, you know, side effects as long as I can clear up my skin. Let me take a sip of water real quick.
This is the ASMR segment of the podcast. Gulp, gulp.
So let's see, the Accutane skin stuff, of course, fillers, which is, you know, really popular in my industry right now, which is, you know, plumping up your lips or, you know, different parts of your face to create a certain look.
Is that something you do often? Because I haven't really noticed the times that I've noticed any.
It's crazy to me that most guys don't. That's what's so funny about this is it's almost like, as women, we're doing this for other women, maybe.
Yeah.
But then there's no, it's almost like we're still going to make more money though, because the more confident you feel, the more money you make. So part of me is like, is it all these things that are making us look a certain way that is making us more money? Or is it that we're feeling more confident about ourselves because we've made some kind of effort to look better? I don't know. Chicken and egg thing. So what'd you ask me? Did you ask me something?
How often? Because
I, you know. Oh, so I usually get them done like once a year. I know people who do more. And that's the last one I did was like $2,000 for everything that, you know, I had. So I'm giving you some like figures. And not only that, but like I had some Botox. I try not to get like too much Botox because like I don't want to look insane. I try not to get too much filler because I'm going to look insane. I actually did get a little overfilled this time, I've noticed, and I'm like, I'm not really loving this look, but you know, Botox is not so bad as far as the needles, but other fillers, like, they stick a needle through like one side of your lip all the way over to the other side of your lip. I'm like mimicking this for Dylan. I don't know if you can pick up on it if you haven't had fillers, but they put it all the way through from one side of you, like the right side of your face to the left side of your face, through your lips, and then slowly pull it out while releasing the filler.
I'd rather get a dozen little pokes than, oh.
It's one of the most horrendous things, honestly. Like, I feel low-key traumatized after every time I've done it.
I feel traumatized just hearing about it.
Yeah. And so these are like the things that I'm like, I do not feel bad that I make a lot of money. I do crazy, insane things to try to keep up on making this money. Like, I earn this. I earn this shit with, you know. And then, you know, if I was to tell you, you know, what I do at the gym, or, you know what I mean, like, things to keep, you know, my weight down or whatever like that. Like, I don't really struggle with weight the way that I used to, because I feel like I've put on so much muscle at this point that, like, I can eat a lot of whatever I want, but there have been times where I had to really watch what I ate, and I've seen other girls, you know, fasting or doing crazy things to try and keep their weight down. Let's see, what other fun things? I mean, I haven't had a boob job, but, you know, a lot of the women I work with have had boob jobs, which requires, you know, like a month off of work, like, to recover from that. And then, you know, it's like $6,000 for a decent, you know, boob job.
Have you seriously considered it?
Oh, yeah. I go through a period like once a year where I'm certain I'm going to do it. And sometimes it's like a few days, and sometimes it's like a month or two. And this last time it was a month or two, and I had two consultations, and I prayed about it. and the reason I haven't had one is because every time I end up coming back around to, that's not really what I want. Like, for example, the most natural look right now is to put the breast implant under the muscle. But that means that every time you move your arms, your muscle flexes and your implant flexes.
Yeah.
And so I ended up feeling like, why would I spend all this money to help myself not be so insecure about my boobs and then still have something that I feel insecure about my boobs about?
Yeah. Because I show exactly what it is. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I'm jacked. Like, as far as a girl goes, I've got very strong arm muscles and I'm using them all the time. Like, especially when I'm at work. And if part of my reasoning for getting a boob job is to feel more confident or make more money at work, and now I've got this thing, you know, which, like, you don't notice that much because I see other girls that have them. And it's not really something, you know, I think a dude would probably be looking at. Actually, I did have a dude mention it to me once. He said, "Have you noticed that?" And I was like, "No, not really," because at that time, I don't think I had. And also, I've noticed that guys don't really seem to, like, even know what size my breasts are. Like, I remember someone guessing my bra size or something like that. And I was like, wow, you're completely off. Like, or, like, they'll think we're the same woman sometimes. Like, there'll be another blonde girl that night and they'll be like, "Oh, yeah, you're so-and-so." And they're always getting us confused. I'm like, are you guys even really looking at us? Are you really even, like, they've confused me for a girl with a boob job. Like, said, thought we were the same person. And I'm like, how? Like, did you see my, you know, A size breasts on stage and see her D size breasts on stage and you thought we were the same person because our hair color is the same?
Do you guys have similar legs or, you know?
I'm trying to think. I guess it might depend
on his, you know, preference. If he's a leg guy, he's going to be looking at the legs.
He's looking at legs or butt or something. I think my boyfriend said that to me last night because we were talking about boobs and he had not noticed something in something. I can't remember what it was, but he was like, "You know, I'm an ass guy." And I was like, "Oh yeah, that's true." But we were watching a TV show and we were referencing someone with like large breasts or something.
Well, I'm a butt guy too.
I am a butt person because even I guess I don't feel like butts are that sexual for some reason. But I love them.
Yeah.
Like, I love them on everyone. I love them on girls. I even, like, you know, squeeze my daughter's butt, which is, like, weird to say. But, like, I love her cute little buns, you know? Like, I love them everywhere. Have you ever seen that? There's, like, a meme that says, gays, straights, bisexuals, and they're all staring at a butt. Because it's, like, it doesn't matter who you are. Everybody loves butts.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but yeah.
But yeah, I have heard different things that some women make more money if they get breast implants. And like I said, I've wondered if that has more to do with they feel more secure with themselves and that is reflected in their performance and, you know, therefore increases their income. And some women that I know have gotten them have just been like, "Oh, it was life changing. I have before boob job and after boob job life because my life is so much better now." You know what I mean? Like, so... like, love that they've done this and have not regretted it at all. And then I've met some people that are like, "Eh." Like, I knew one girl who, she met her boyfriend and they dated for a while. And for some reason, she showed him a picture of her breasts before, which were teeny tiny little boobs. And he was like, "Oh." And she's like, "What do you mean, oh?" And he's like, "Oh, I just kind of like them like that." And she was like, "Are you fucking kidding me? Like... are you insane? Of course that's who I end up with is, you know, the one guy who doesn't, you know, want big, huge boobs." But I had a boyfriend that was like that for a while. He was always like, "Please never get your boobs done." So I'm sure it's just a personal preference thing. But it seems like the general consensus is that men like large breasts. Like, I enjoy looking at a large pair of breasts. I think there's some kind of study that likes men or women squeezing breasts and released endorphins for them. Made them happier.
And I don't know if it's psychology about mother, you know.
Maybe.
A mother thing or just, you know.
Or just that it's soft and squishy and that feels delightful. I don't know.
And they're fun.
They're fun. Boobs are great. Let's hear it for boobs.
I've got them.
No, you don't. I don't see no, those aren't titties. I wouldn't call those titties.
They jiggle when I walk up and downstairs.
So. Mine jiggle when I walk, and they're tiny little babies. Anyways, that's actually not true. I have to do a lot of work to get my boobs to jiggle, which is why I don't shimmy at work, is because I'm like, wow, this is just pathetic. It looks like I'm trying too hard. But, you know, I see a lot of women, you know, in my job who haven't had them done. And sometimes I wonder if they haven't had them done because they look at me and see that I've been relatively successful and are like, well, Molly hasn't done it. And so then that makes me feel even more like maybe I shouldn't get them done. Not that I have like judgment for if you do, if you don't, but that I want women to be accepting of what they look like, which is hilarious considering all the shit I've done to myself to make myself look a certain way.
Yeah.
But I guess I want what I don't have, and I want other people to have what I don't have, which is to just be comfortable with themselves and realize that they're beautiful the way that they are. And, you know, to not be trying to drink the Kool-Aid about what they're supposed to look like. But yeah. Yeah, I don't know that I will. I came back around to, yeah, the feeling like, oh, I don't think I could buy and have inserted breasts perfect enough for me to not feel some kind of insecure about them, you know, being fake or... So I just end up going, I've got other things I'd like to spend $6,000 on, or yeah. I'd like to not lose my income for an entire month, you know?
And there's no guarantee of when they put them in, how exactly.
No, no. Like, depending on you and your skin and your body shape, and like, you have no clue. They could look really great or they could be really fucking weird.
And as a watcher of adult content.
Wow, I love the way that you worded that.
I'm a married man. I'm trying to.
Does she know about this?
I'd do that probably. That's a whole nother conversation.
Okay, continue.
Anyway, but they, you know, some look really weird. Like they'll have like a straight side,
yeah,
to the implant. The
yeah.
Or, you know, they'll have scars that just stick around for like ever. And
yeah. Yeah. And that's totally dependent on like the woman and maybe her diet, maybe her biology, what, you know, her genetics, I guess. Like, and so that's where I end up being like, I don't
know. The tissue handles the weight. Sometimes it's like, yeah, saggy even.
Yeah. I've seen all kinds of different, yeah. I mean, to be fair, I've still liked all the boobs. I still just like the boobs, like most of the time, you know, fake, real, whatever. But yeah, I've seen some that I'm like, I wouldn't want to pay a huge amount of money to, you know, not have the exact idea in my mind of what I expect them to be. So, but yeah, I feel like, you know, there's definitely times on stage where I'm catching a glimpse of myself in the mirror. I'm like, you little tittied bitch. Like, you just look so, you know, but luckily I do have a huge ass, which is something funny. So one of the girls said to me once, and actually I took to heart, which was, she goes, if you get your boobs done, it'll distract from your ass. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do that.
That's the selling point right there, not to do it.
Yeah. Because obviously if I had, you know, big ass, big boobs, it'd be like, oh yeah, that woman's just like stacked and she's hot, whatever. But yeah, it wouldn't be like she has a big butt and like the rest of her is kind of little and lean, you know, and that does kind of accentuate my ass, that like everything else on me is relatively smaller than the size of my butt. But yeah, that has definitely been a thought in my mind that I'm like, I don't want to distract from that. But tying into kind of all of this, like even my ass, which is supposed to be my best feature, I'm using air quotes,
your best asset.
My best asset is something that I'm like, it's okay. Like sometimes it has angles that like really make it look great. But every day, you know, I'm like, it's an ass. Like it's not anything I think is particularly special. It's something I'm aware other people think that. But to me, I'm like, it's not perfect. It's not shaped exactly the way I'd want it to be shaped. It doesn't, you know, it's got, you know, dimples and stuff just like a normal woman. And so kind of tying into all this stuff that I'm talking about is, it's hard because I feel like I've done all these things and made all these efforts. But as a woman, I've always just kind of like felt like I wasn't ever going to be this ideal, which isn't real, like brat doll status, you know, like the way women are airbrushed and made to look. Like I've never even come close to any of that. Like, I guess, and it makes me feel bad because if people were to look at some of my photos or look at my pictures in a, you know, the calendar for my club, they might think that I am that woman. They're looking at these pictures and going like, why can't, you know, I look like that? And I'm like, girl, I looked like that for a millisecond in the perfect lighting with my makeup all done, with, you know, a spray tan, with just the right angles and flexing of my muscles. And you know what I mean? Like, if they could see
touches of Photoshop
and then Photoshop, you know, like last year they didn't actually have to touch up one of mine very much because we did get all those things just right. You know, if you get the lighting, you get all those things just right and you get the right angle, then like, but I had taken other photos days before that was in harsher lighting that there wasn't one I liked. Like they were all, you know, rejects. They were all, and if people could see the behind the scenes of that and what that looks like. But then part of me is like, well, then why don't you show people that? Because like Jamie Lee Curtis did that years ago where, you know, she published a picture of her in, you know, a bra and underwear unairbrushed and was kind of like, this is what I actually look like. And people were like, whoa. And I'm like, well, why don't you do that? And it's this kind of fear of, I'm like, well, maybe I won't make as much money or people won't think I'm as attractive. And like, you know, I don't want them to see that side of me. But then I'm like, if Jamie Lee Curtis can do it, she obviously is someone who makes money off of how she looks aesthetically too, but also she has other, you know, qualities and skills that, you know, she can make money from. But yeah, I feel like I'm worried about if it will hurt my income if I was to show like, oh, I'm not actually perfect. I actually look like shit. Like, can you imagine if I took a picture right now and posted that on my Instagram and people being like, who is that? Who? Like, I don't know.
Oh, I think you're being a little hard on yourself there. I think you're...
That's a good point. I think women in general are, and in industries, any of the industries where your looks are important, I'm sure it's even, that pressure's even worse than just like every day.
I was, you know, we talk about Whitney Cummings quite often, the two of us, and I watched her,
love her,
her movie last night, The Female Brain.
Yeah.
It's on Hulu right now. And there was one scene near the end, spoilers, but, this couple, I'm trying to think of his name, but basically the whole time she was trying to fix him, you know, these, you know, moles on his body, she was always picking at, you know, let me take care of that. And his hair, he liked it kind of messy, and she's like, let me do. So he basically ends up going to the hospital, getting that looked at, and it could be cancerous. And he's just pissed at her because, you know, you're picking at it, blah, 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 all these things. And he basically dumps her when she comes to the hospital to see him and talk to him. But then the next scene, she's at some type of wedding or family gathering, and her mom is just doing the same thing to her. And it clicks in her head.
Yeah.
So she totally undoes her hair, takes off all her makeup, all her eyelashes and everything, and goes to him and like, give me a second chance. And he's all looking at her like, you have freckles. I never knew that. So that scene just like.
That's cute. I love that. I had a lot of moments like that where like I've thought about things my mom has said to me over the years, which was things like, she didn't like that when I wore my glasses. She's like, you don't look very pretty in your glasses. And just things like that. Or she wouldn't like something I was wearing. I don't like that you're wearing. That's not, you know, attractive. But you know, subtle things, picking, almost subtle messages of like the expectation of what I need to present myself to the world as. And I remember feeling like growing up I didn't get a lot of compliments. I actually was reading on like a high school level in elementary school, but I don't remember getting, no one commented on those things. What I did get comments on consistently, constantly, every day was like, you're so pretty. You're so pretty. You're just the, you know, like a lot of attention for the way that I looked because I was very cute, little blonde girl and was pretty, and just the message that gave to me about the importance of that was that no one commented on the other things that I was capable at, but instead made it really, you know, clear that I was to be praised for how I looked. And don't think that that hasn't affected how I've turned out now.
I don't think it has at all.
No, totally unrelated things. Which is weird though, because I think about my boyfriend and...
That's important to think about your boyfriend.
Sometimes, you know, you got to do that every once in a while. But he's got long hair and he'll like go to meetings and shit with his business partners that are his best friends, so that's a little different. But he won't brush his hair. He'll like walk out the door with his hair. Like I have said once, which makes me feel bad now. One time I was like, because he wears his hair braided a lot and he'd like slept on it. And I was like, are you going to brush your hair before you go out? And he was like, oh, do I need to? And I was like, oh, and I tried to just be really, I was like, not if you don't want to, like, you know, but just, it was interesting to me that he feels comfortable doing that. Like he feels comfortable, like,
My son's the same way. He's got this big mop of hair and mm-hmm. is just all over all the time. Meanwhile, when my hair grows in, I start getting bedhead, you know, with my short little hair, you know, it's time to shave it. So yeah. It's like,
yeah. I think men do have some of those same pressures, and some of them are coming from women because we feel so much of it that we're like sharing some of that burden with them. But much less because, yeah, I see my boyfriend just do whatever and I'm like, oh, that must be nice. And I don't really care. He could do whatever and I just don't really care. There's not much he could do to make me feel less attracted to him.
That's good.
So, must be good. Anyways, how far are we in?
The time update is 27 minutes and 17 seconds.
Okay. Should we call it, or you want me to expand on
my low expand self-esteem? A little. I'm supposed to be getting bifocals, so that if I don't feel old already, I'm getting bifocals nice. Soon when my glasses come in.
Nice.
Because I can't see close up, and that's why it took me a minute to read it.
Those will be convenient. Those will be nice.
To go back to boobs, you haven't had anything done to them, but you've had something done in that area that they don't see at work, but
which is hilarious, right?
Yeah,
like why even have this? I have my areolas tattooed into like dark pink hearts. It actually looks like a very natural color to the point that when I do photo shoots, I often, which is so funny to me. And actually, one of the girls said this at work recently, who had never noticed them before. Were you born like that with your heart, with your areolas?
That would be adorable if you were.
I mean, it's made me like, at first I'm like, oh my gosh, are people, but then part of me is like, what if there is someone out there?
There's got to be.
Who was born, because it was funny. One of the girls at work, she was
DM your pictures in.
Yes. Send us pictures of your boobs. But one of the girls, the way she said it was, oh my gosh, your areolas, it's like, it almost, they look like hearts right now. It's almost like they look like hearts. Like she couldn't quite like get her brain around it.
Yeah.
And that's usually the reaction of someone who's just never heard of that's like a thing, because it's a thing. People, you know, Google it and you can see women have done this or other tattoos. There's some women that have just designs all over their breasts or, you know, something. Or, you know, women who've had cancer have, they'll have a tattoo of an areola so that it looks like they have an areola and a nipple, which some of them look really real and is really cool. Anyway, so this is a thing. And yeah, I had that done many years ago. I'd been thinking about it for a while and just thought it would be kind of interesting because I didn't have any tattoos at the time. And I've always been someone that like, I didn't get my ears pierced till I was like, 18, and then I got my tongue pierced too. Like, just someone who like doesn't do into something and then goes really,
that doubles down.
Yeah. Watch when I get a boob job, I'll get like a triple E or something like that.
And then butt implants.
And then butt implants. Just gonna go for it. So, but yeah, I had a boyfriend at the time that had already told me he didn't want me to do that. But in my head, it was like, once I get it, he'll like it, you know? He did not. He broke up with me. He was very upset.
He broke up.
We ended up getting back together, but yeah, he was like, wow. He was so angry that I had done that, that he totally broke up with me. And he eventually came around to being like, they're okay. And my boyfriend now likes them, but like, but yeah, at the time, I think he just was used to the way that they looked and he was not cool with the change.
And it was just kind of a fun thing for yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I've danced at clubs that were topless that I would have showed, you know, been able to show them off before I had them done. And so I haven't ever danced topless since then. So yeah, it's just been for me pretty much because I never really had a lot of interest in working at like the full nude or the topless clubs. I've always worked, you know, mostly in Utah where you have to wear pasties and I cover them up.
Are they noticeable in the Yellowstone clip?
I don't know. I am topless in the Yellowstone clip. I think you'd really have to look. I think
we'll go to the tape.
Yeah. Go to the tape. Because I picked like a natural color, unless you're really looking, it's kind of just like they just look like normal areolas. You know, it's not, the color is such that that looks like a color they might naturally be.
Well, before I saw the pictures, I knew. So, it, yeah. And
yeah. I've been in the calendar topless and showed them off. But yeah. And which is funny because at the time, the girl in the month before me had them too. But she had like big, huge boobs and they looked quite a bit different slash better.
Bigger hearts.
Bigger hearts. Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, yeah. That was a tangent.
That was a tangent.
And it's all my fault. But I was curious about them because you told me about them. I saw the pictures and that's kind of.
Yeah.
As far as.
I think I covered most of the things I've had done. I'm probably skipped some things, but hopefully you start to feel really bad for women after you listen to this.
I got my nose waxed the other day.
Oh, okay.
No whistle.
That's pretty bad. Looks nice. Looks nice. I like what you've done.
Thank you. No trees growing out of me. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap it up. We've got an Instagram now, Ask the Stripper, and email, askthestripper@gmail.com. Send us communications there. Yeah, let us know about the stuff we've talked about and show ideas, your questions.
Oh, yeah.
All that.
I'd love to get some feedback on some of these things. So,
for sure.
All right. Thanks, Dylan.
You're
welcome. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Molly.
Bye. Bye.